7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, that's interesting. It's not exactly 8:11, no. It's more like exactly 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the dubious... Yeah, goals committee. Yeah, welcome to Sinus Day. Oh, I'm having a freak out Sinus Day. Anyway, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'll be your chairman and host for the next 28 and three quarters minutes, or whatever it is. And obviously I need to pour some tea. Got to get some tea drinking going. Why are my sinuses so weird, you may be asking? Well, ooh, Da Hong Pao. The weather is weird here. The weather is very strange. Had some thunderstorms rolling through last night, lots of thunder, a little bit of rain. Pippa was kind of excited. Oh, so much thunder, we're running around doing kitty stuff, and so... Oh, we got humidity, we've got pressure drop, we got this, that, the other thing, we've got, oh man. So, yeah, my sinuses are really messed up and everything. But the good news is, it's kind of cool outside. How long can we be outdoors? I don't know, let's find out. Let's get out of the car. Rock and roll. Okay. So, where are we today? Well, you're not going to believe this, because we haven't been here in months. We are actually at Harrenhaven. It's a miracle. And I'm already having a good day. Why? Because I already saw two turkeys driving over here, up by the school. And I've already seen some golf balls. I see white golf balls. Man, it's humid, though. What do I want to do? Well, I don't want to look for golf balls. I think what I want to do is actually walk into Harrenhaven and see what's going on. There's four other cars here. One from Arizona, even. One from Florida. Florida guy is parked in a strange place. I doubt he's here for any good reason. All right. What am I doing? We should be walking in front of the building. I'm just walking across the parking lot. We need to check some of these plants in front of the building. We gotta check for interesting bugs. Okay, here we got some bees. We got bumblebees flying around this plant that has little purple trumpet flowers. Now, this is usually a good place for praying mantis or mantises because the bees are attracted to it. And so the praying mantis hang out around here and they eat the bees. Although I'm not seeing any praying mantises. This is about the time of the year when we should start finding them, though. And I'm not seeing any bee parts under the plant. That's the other trick. If you find a plant that looks like it's attracting insects, look under the plant to see if there's any, like, wings, any butterfly wings under there or anything like that. Because wings do not taste good. And so our praying mantis buddies do not eat the wings. And they get discarded. I'm not seeing anything of this nature, though. Got little white butterflies flying around. Got some big orange, I don't know, marigolds. I'm not the flower guy. I am not the flower guy. Although I've always wanted to take up ikebana. I just don't want to learn about flowers. No interest in learning about flowers. Okay, so here we're at another flowering plant that I know that the mantises love to hang out on. And I'm looking around for them. I'm not immediately seeing any. But maybe that doesn't mean they're not here. It just means that maybe I haven't seen one in so long, I don't know where to look. My eyes haven't been trained yet to find the mantises. No, well, I'm not going to keep looking. I'm going to keep walking. And I am now walking across the new handicap parking places. Concrete got poured. Two handicap parking spaces. Signs got up, put up, reserved. Handicap parking. And then some more concrete was laid down here to make everything wheelchair accessible. So as I walk around the side of the building, we got loud birds over here by the sheds. A lot of plants got torn up. Weeds, that is. Truck is pulling in. Little new garden area. The picnic table area has now been concrete padded, so we're not going to get any more mushrooms here. And some stuff has been torn out over here in the loop path behind the butterfly garden. Two trees have been taken out. That's not cool. Okay, loud bird. What's he complaining about? Oh, here's the other picnic table. Why is the other picnic table over here? It makes no sense. And we've got a large bird who is taking great umbrage at my presence. Shut up! Freaking blue jays. You gotta hate them. Alright, walking by the dragonfly pond. It's covered in duckweed. It's kind of full. There's a sign here now pointing to the caterpillar garden at rear of Nature Center. I wonder if we should go up on the bocage, you know? Let's forget the bocage today. Oh yeah, this is not any old dragonfly pond now. I keep forgetting. This is now the Gary Mick Memorial Dragonfly Pond. I knew that guy. He was pretty cool. He liked to do nature photography. Alright, so let's get in here now and see what's up. Let's see if there's any new storm damage from the last couple of storms. Yeah, there's some big branches down. A big one off of one of the dead trees. This big massive tree is, well, still down. Wow, what's going on in Herrenhaven? It looks very messy. If you were to walk through here right now, I've about had it with these blue jays already. Stupid blue jays. I hate them on a good day. It looks weird because there's so much stuff down. It looks messy. And then ivy has grown up over the things that have fallen down, and so it looks very, I don't know, just weird. And we've got lots of things starting to turn brown. All the side oats grandma is brown and trying to lay over. All of the leaves that are on the trees that broke are dead and brown. There's a lot less canopy over here. What's going on? The sun is breaking through in a strange place. My neck is starting to hurt. Why is there so much sunlight getting through here? Where did we lose another big old tree around here somewhere? Oh, we lost a lot of big branches here. And now my hip is starting to do its thing. And my calf. Okay, that's fine. I don't care. And what do we got over here? Somebody being loud. Somebody looking at frogs, probably. Oh, let's head out to the boardwalk. See if there's any action out there. It is very humid, but it's a little bit cool. If the wind would come up, we'd be in better shape, that's for sure. but it's about 21 degrees. Oh, there's some ducks in the pond over here. There's teal right there against the bank. Hey, in the duckweed, there's ducks quacking around in there. Hi, ducks. Regular adult ducks. The sub pond is, wow. All duckweed. No wonder the ducks are in here. There's ducks over there having fun, too. Swimming around. I hear lots of voices. How can there be this many people here when there's only, like, three cars here? There's a duck sitting on a log. Frog on a log. Ducks swimming around. It looks fun for ducks. I like it when ducks are having fun. Because if ducks are having fun, I'm having fun. Here's a tree that fell over the path and got cut up. So we got another tree down. All right, and I'm approaching the boardwalk. Wow, this is all very overgrown. The cattails, wow, they're huge. Easily 2 meters tall. 2 meters plus tall. Now I gotta dodge bushes and stuff to get out onto the boardwalk. Jeez. Oh, we're in the reed zone. And there could be anything. I hear sounds. I know that there's some dudes around here of some kind doing dude stuff. Wow. So reedy. Okay, who just dove? I see diving marks in the water. Can you hear all this? Slurp, slurp, chomp, clomp. Frog and fish noises. I see fishies jumping. Oh, there's so many cattails, it's ridiculous. There's too many to count. And it's all weird. What's this over here? Is this some kind of dude in the water? No. So many cattails. Can't even see in there. Wow. I like it. It's very cattail-y. Okay. Now it's getting weird. Do I want to be out here? Am I going to get too hot? Am I going to get sick? Probably. But I don't give a good goddamn because this is the first time I've been out of my house and done anything fun in at least a week. Seems like the weather has been cooperating enough to let me go out on Sundays, which is a terrible day to go out because that's when everybody else wants to go out. Why can't it be on Mondays or Tuesdays? I blame whatever the latest hurricane system is for this weird weather. It's hurricane season down in the Gulf, and what hurricane are we on? Are we on, what letter are we on? J or K? L? Hurricane Lizardo is making the weather weird. Alright, I have walked all the way out to the end of the boardwalk, and I haven't seen Jack. Wait, I take that back. I take that back. Okay, way out there in the reed line, I see a blue heron. Yay, blue herons. And then over here, closer to me on this edge, another blue heron. Hello, blue heron. Sorry I didn't see you immediately. Now I got to check the rest of the reed line. There might be some more, but I'm not going to be able to see them because they're too far away. They're going to be too well camouflaged, and maybe they're back there in the marmot. They're in the muskrat zone. I don't know. Gosh, there's a lot of... Okay, turning around. There's not much action out here over the main water, which is to be expected. There's a lot of people here today with kids. Children are loud. Wild animals don't need to hear loud sounds, so they hide. That's cool. I need to turn around and move because I'm getting hot. I am right at the threshold of danger. And I need to keep moving to create apparent wind to keep me cool. because the breeze has stopped. I'm not in the sunlight. It's actually overcast. Hey, there's somebody swimming under the water right here. Somebody's swimming fast. Who is it? I can't see. I think he stopped because he saw me coming. It wasn't a turtle. Turtles don't swim that fast. I suspect it was a bluegill, because that looked like a bluegill pressure wave. And why do we have moving water over here? See, there's some frog action going on over in here. A lot of froggy business. And we're back into the reed zone. That's so great. I'm walking on the boardwalk, which is at least 60, maybe 75 centimeters off the ground. And that's 2 feet for Americans. And yet these cattails are towering over me. And I'm 182 centimeters tall. That's 6 feet for Americans. Or 2 yards. Or, let's see. What is that in leagues? What fraction of a league am I tall? I don't know. Hey, yada. Okay. Oh, there's a little ducky. Hi, Mr. Duck. I'm off the boardwalk and back at the sub pond. And there's ducks right here. It's funny because early in the year, if there was ducks in here and you walked by, they would freak out. They would freak out, especially wood ducks. These are not wood ducks. These are teals. Blue-winged teals. And they're having fun. There was some other ducks. I don't know what they're called, but they're the ones that kind of look like Canada geese. That's weird. It kind of smells like... kind of smells like cigar. Like somebody's been smoking a $2, in other words, cheap-ass cigar. Oh, they put up these signs. Boo. Trail to photo blind. Trail to boardwalk. At least these are plastic. Huh. Yeah. Oh, you know what I guess I... You know what I'm probably smelling? A cigar. But nobody in Herrenhaven is smoking. I suspect that we've got golfers smoking cigars, because golfers think they're pretty cool, and let's smoke cigars as we drive our golf carts. Yeah, you look pretty cool. I can smell you from 2 miles away. Although I am not actually 2 miles away, or 3 kilometers. I'm more like 1 kilometer away, a little bit less. 1 kilometer from the golf course and I can smell them. I'm looking around and I'm checking some of these logs. Looking for mushrooms. There's not going to be any mushrooms. It has been way too hot for fungal growth in the last week and a half. So we really don't need to look for mushrooms. We could find some. They will be caprinus. I know exactly what we'll find, if we find it. But I'm not looking that hard. I'm just looking under logs and trees and stuff. Yeah, I was just, Alright, I'm back at the Gary Mick Memorial Dragonfly Pond. It's halfway full. And it's covered in duckweed. Alright. Oh, I'm in a good spot for a nice cool breeze now. I'm basically at the bocage. I'm leaving the path and I'm gonna walk up around here. The funny thing is, there's not much bocage left. All the dead trees and stumps and lumber. It's not lumber, it would be timber. All got stacked up here and now it's cooked down. How long has it been? I don't know, 10 years? When did they scoop out the dragonfly pond? The dragonfly pond used to be a lot smaller. It used to be tiny. And so they scooped it out. They got a big backhoe in here, scooped it out. Is that an orange golf ball back in there? It could be. It could be. I don't want it. I'm not going for it. And so they scooped out the dragonfly pond to make it bigger and to make it deeper so it would be conducive to dragonfly reproduction. And I do see some fungus wanting to pop out on this one log. And they took all the dirt and they moved it over here. And they raised this area up. See, this used to be flat. This area that is called the, you know, the outdoor classroom. It's between the caterpillar garden and the bocage. This is now raised up and was abutting the bocage. And so now I'm walking towards the road, Old Maple Road. Wait, nope, this is not Old Maple Road anymore. No, it is Ione Werthmann Drive. And this looks like a golf ball over here. Yep, here is one white golf ball. I do not want it. Yada. I want purple golf balls. I can see across the road. I can see onto the golf course. It is a busy golf course day today. Very busy. And I'm kind of thinking, why did the Tobe cross the road? To get the golf balls on the other side. But first I'm going to peek into the caterpillar garden here. Looking for golf balls. Oh, Tobe, shouldn't you be looking for caterpillars in there? Well, not really. I mean, don't we already know that there's a caterpillar in there? Oh, look right here on this leaf. Oh, it's a cicada. And who's this one down here? There's dudes hopping around in this little clump of grass. And one is a cicada. And I didn't see the other dude. Maybe it was another cicada. Or maybe it was a cicada killer. I've been noticing the cicada killers in my backyard. Whatever those plants are in my backyard, cicada killers love them. And these cicada killers look like giant wasps because, well, they're effectively giant wasps. And they're very cool. And I like them because they look scary. They're like, scary bug, scary bug, scary bug. So I'm walking across the parking lot, and this is not good. Got the sun beating down. I mean, not the full sun. It's overcast sun, but the sun is out. It's trying to get me. I'm walking up the driveway here to the road. Which road? Ione Werthmann Drive. All right, and it looks like we're safe to cross. I see a golf ball. It is a what golf ball? A white golf ball. A white golf ball. Do I want it? I'm probably going to pick it up just out of weird habit. No, I'm going to leave it there for right now. And if you can hear loud cheering in the background. No, these are not my fans. You're just hearing probably... What, baseball? From Tranquility Park on the other side of the golf course are baseball fields. Then across the street from the baseball fields are soccer fields. And so, all right, I'm not going to walk all the way up and down this area. Are those white flowers over there or are those golf balls? I don't know. I'm just checking the area. I would hate to miss a purple golf ball. Or something equally as rare. Although, if I remember correctly, have we ever found anything really rare here? Oh yeah, we found the first red and white Strixon here. So now we're gonna walk down into the golf ball zone. Picking up one golf ball, white Callaway number 3. It's kinda dirty. And we got golfers on the golf course waiting to take their turns of going to steal all their golf balls. Here's another one right here. Oh, this is an interesting one. Never seen anything like this before. My leg is going to give out, isn't it? Okay, so I'm going to make a quick pass around here really quick. I don't see any other golf balls. Oh, and my calf is starting to fail. So, you know, maybe we need to get moving closer to a car, such as my car, so I can leave here soon. Now I gotta climb up this hill. Ow. And now I gotta look for more golf balls over here. I gotta go back across the street. And we'll check over here. Golf balls get up in here all the time. I don't see anything very interesting. And what I want to see is blue. Give me blue and purple golf balls. I see absolutely no golf balls. All right, why am I carrying these two? I don't know. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to drop this one and let it roll into the Heron Haven parking lot. And there it goes. It's actually still right at my feet. This other golf ball, however, is very interesting in that it's weird. Oh, and look, here's another white golf ball growing up in the grass growing up here by the parking lot. Yeah, normally I like to walk through this grass and weeds looking for golf balls because there usually is some up here by the gate. Now that I said it, I have to do it. But this weird golf ball that I found is a tailor-made number two. It's a white golf ball, but it has black and orange triangles all over it. And the number two is in orange. All right, I don't see any golf balls here. And I'm not going to bother trying to find any. I don't need more golf balls. And I'm starting to get hot. I'm starting to break out and freak out. But I'm glad I got to go outside for this short period of time. Oh, I've been cooped up in my damn house. All right, I just realized we got a little bit more time we need to kill. I was about to sign off. So I'm back here in front of the building, very carefully looking for interesting insects, little bugs, big bugs. What I want to find is big bugs, big green praying mantis. Oh, we got those little yellow bugs that I don't remember what they're called. We got bumblers. I don't see any of my mantis buddies, though. Where the hell are they? Where could they be? See, usually they like to hang around here. I got bumblebees. Why don't we have any mantises? Where's my damn mantis buddies? I don't know. I like these bumblers. Nice little bumblebees bumbling around. Well, I'm sort of disappointed. I'm sort of depressed that I can't find any of my favorite bugs during the time of bugs. This is usually the time. Not only is it the time for mantises, it's time to end the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Bye-bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.